What up, Jeff?
What it do?
You ready? You ready?
Always ready, man.
You sure?
Positive.
Positive.
Let's get it.
You sure?
Let's get it.
Because you know when I start talking and you know I come with this, you be on that bullshit and you be trying to.
I mean, when you run me bullshit numbers, I gotta get you run your bullshit back.
First of all, they're not even bullshit numbers. They're yes, good they numbers. They're great numbers.
All right, they're great numbers for who?
Oh, anyways, hey man, welcome to Live with MNG and Jeff No Chaser. Y'all know we go back and forth every time I got to come on the show every other Friday because he always got something to say. Now, we also got our special guest here. We got Lori over here. She came back.
Yeah.
Back she felt like she should come back because, you know, we good peoples. Okay. Then we got Young Shay. She came back.
What up?
She was talking. Hey, look, she was talking some good stuff last show.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Man, she was on page with the guys. That's what I was. I'm like, dang, she
always.
She on page with the guys.
That's because she know the truth, man. That's what it is.
Hey, I hear both sides and I go with who making more sense.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. See, I feel that.
And so, she run with the guys. So guess what? We make more sense.
You write about that. Sometimes.
Here we go.
About to be 3-on-1 again.
Feel me?
All right. So we're here to talk about equality.
Okay.
You know, equality should be the rule and not the exception, right?
So you think.
You think. Right. All right. So let me go ahead and break down these stats because I know Jeff loved my stats.
Here we go.
He loved my stats.
Here we go. Who are these stats for, first of all?
We're gonna get there.
Okay.
All right. So first of all, I'm only talking to the ladies for this one because I got to let y'all know what equality is because for some reason you get confused. I brought the definition along with me. So equality,
preach.
The state of being equal,
okay,
especially in status, rights, and opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I had to break that down. Okay, because we know women get confused sometimes.
I'm sure we were both aware.
I don't think y'all were. So let me go ahead and get to my stats.
I was.
they only are aware of that when it comes to a job, not a relationship.
There you go.
Before the fight starts.
Let's go.
Because I know this is going to be a good one. So before the fight starts, okay, let me get to my stats. Okay, according to a 2020 Pew Research Center report, men are more optimistic than women about gender equality. While women are more likely to say gender equality is important, the report also found that 46% of the 34 countries surveyed say men have a better life than women.
Mm-mm.
According to BYU, research suggests that an equal partnership in marriage benefits both husband and wives, and it also fosters closeness between partners, resulting in a stronger and happier marriage.
I don't believe that.
Okay, hold on. I got more.
I had to bring
the torpedoes with this one. Hold on.
All right.
According to a 2014 New York University study, okay,
mm-hmm,
women are increasingly seeking equal partnership when men, while retaining some traditional dating rituals. Okay.
Mm.
Okay, that was 2014. It's the reason why I quoted 2014. Now, hold on. In 2021, survey according to Gallup of 13,000 U.S. employees found that 50% of women surveyed said they want to work for an organization that is diverse, inclusive, compared to 23% more, 20% a man. Okay.
Mm.
Last stat. Okay. And then y'all can start fighting. Last stat. In 2022, the median male salary was $52,612, while the median female salary was $39,688. 75% of what men earned for full-time workers, according to the Census Bureau. Now, what do you think of those stats? Jeff,
I ain't gonna go first.
I'm gonna let
the ladies go first.
Okay,
you can let Lori go first.
I was gonna go to Lori. Lori, what do you think about those stats?
Well, there's
quite a bit that you shared, quite a different topics and subjects there. If I go to the first one though, which is my concern, that when you're talking about, I honestly think with that first stat, you're it depends on who you're surveying. Like, are we talking about like a group of people that are older? Because if you're looking at, because some of your older women might have remembered, you know, back when they, you know, when they was first got into the workplace, that it wasn't very equal, you know. So it really becomes a question of the age group too that you're talking to, because nowadays, you know, like for me, in the work sector, I'm seeing a lot more blended, more opportunities. Matter of fact, I even have a leadership position and I have men up under me, you know, and we're a very diverse community. I do think that would depend on the people you're talking to in the age group, because some of the older women, they did experience that. That was real for them.
Okay. Shay, what's your thought?
I have to piggyback off of what she said. Mm-hmm. But I try to keep it diverse in my workplace. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think that where I work at is just strictly for females, but I get males in there as well. Okay. Just to try to, you know, keep balance in the workplace.
Now, just out of curiosity, we know that you work in customer service.
Correct.
Right. Now,
fast food customer service.
Okay. So how many of those men that are employed under you work the cash register?
All of them. They have no choice when you work under me.
Because you know that, you know, women can get men to buy more than men can get, you know, some of the customers to buy more.
True. But also, too, you got female. So mostly my customers, I pay attention.
Okay.
So
okay.
Most of my customers are more females than males.
Okay.
So the customer based over in that area where I'm at, you get a lot of females that come through. And when you do get a male in the drive-thru or on front counter, the females tend to be happier and mm-hmm, flirtatious mm-hmm, and whatnot. But if you get a female...
Can I work there?
No, you cannot.
Where's your drive-thru?
You cannot.
I can get you some sales.
No.
He's going to get that bitch shut down.
Right.
Make you regional number one.
But I get like a lot of males do tend to come back due to how great my customer service is.
Okay.
But when they talking to like the guys, it's like more.
It ain't standoffish. It ain't your service. It's your.
Yeah, you bet not.
All right, it's your beauty. Hey, what you thought I was gonna say?
All right, yeah. So Jeff, you know, what you think? What you think about the stats?
I think that's some crap.
Here you go.
Reason? Well, I'm gonna tell you the reason why. Because where I work at, women be crying. I ain't go. Well, it'd be a lot of dudes crying too. They some little weak fellas.
But listen, I'm just saying.
But
you working like manufacturing though?
It don't matter. If you want equal pay, right?
But you want that pay he makes. So exactly. Why should I be crying if I came in and applied where he worked? I knew what I signed up for.
No. Say it again. So. That's my exact point. You want the same amount of money I'm making, mm-hmm. but you can't come pick up this right here. So you call me to come pick it up, but you're not giving me none of your check. So why are you here? If you can't pick it up, you shouldn't be here.
So in that case, I know what some jobs they do ask, can you like 50, like 75
but
pounds?
But they only do that for 5 minutes. You got to lift a 50 pound thing up, boom, boom, down. But for you to do it for 8 hours,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see what
try
I'm saying?
50-pound bag.
That too, 12 hours. Mm-hmm. And you constantly lifting 50, 60, 75 pounds, and you putting it in the box or whatever. And then three days later, or when you get some seniority, oh, I can't lift this. This is too heavy. I can't. But you want the same amount of money I want. Mm-hmm. But you got me picking up the heavy shit that you won't pick up. No, I'm not doing it.
So you don't be helping.
If the machine can't do it, I'm not doing it, bro. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, it is some women in there that I would help. They're a little older,
right?
Because they can't retire, because they still helping family out. Okay, cool. I will help them. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But if they catch me on the right day, I'm gonna ride past their ass for real.
Okay, so Lori, you're in customer service as well. Mm-hmm. So do you think that the men have higher sales than a woman do, or the women have higher sales than a man do?
No, like it's So for me, I definitely see a mixture of both. Like I have men that do very well and I have women that do very well, you know, and it sounds like it's not based on gender. It's based on skill level, you know, so whether because that works the same way, like a man flirt with a woman and a woman could flirt with a man, like they, you know, like it's there's no difference there, you know. So when it comes to and even to his point, like, I mean, when you're getting hired into a position, they can't really say, well, it looks like he's going to be able to lift more, so I'm going to pay him more. Like, mm-hmm. No, they coming in with the same pay. Like, you can't do that.
But I think that the equal whatever doesn't really apply until they get to the relationship. Because my thing is, when you come to work, when the females fight for their rights, the equal rights, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm not knocking nobody for making that. Yeah, I'm not knocking nobody for making their dollar because mm-hmm. right now shit is expensive as ever.
All right.
So make your dollar. But when it comes to the relationship, mm-hmm. there is mm-hmm. no way to say it's not equal. I mean, to say, oh, we're equal. No, we're not. Because I take so much shit from you and just be like, oh, it's just my baby. Or vice versa. The female takes so much shit from a guy.
Right.
So it's never equal. It's never equal. If it's equal, y'all both unhappy.
Mm. I wouldn't say that. Like
Somebody's unhappy. And they're not saying nothing. Exactly. Somebody's unhappy.
They sit there
to
like this.
Equal.
Yes,
it could be equal in happiness. It could be you guys are both putting forth 100%, and there's no way.
But
I do think it's unlikely to be in a situation to where there's, you know, both are giving the same amount. Like it's just a very rare. I'm sure they exist. I'm sure there are some relationships to where people are both, you know, given what they would say 100% of themselves. So most of the time, it's always going to be unbalanced.
No, I love your energy.
Thanks.
Like I love this energy. You know. So that brings me to my next question. Jeff, I don't understand. See, this is why you sit on the opposite side of me, because you're an opposite person.
No, this is like the body, and we both like the devil sitting on each other, on another person's shoulders.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not playing devil's advocate. I don't have anything to say about the stats. I just deliver them. Don't shoot the messenger. All right, so here's the next question. And Shay, you know, we're going to start with you on this one.
That's cool.
Why is the current state of society, dating, relationship, and some marriages against equality in relationships compared to 10 years ago?
Mm.
She looking real silent.
I mean, shit, 10 years ago, she was young as hell, bro.
Exactly. I feel like 10 years ago, I still feel like it wasn't equal back then.
Facts.
Because I felt like the women took care of the home and the male took care of the bills, okay?
Okay.
So, and where's the equality in that? Why can't the woman help support with bills?
Hmm. That's a good question. That's a good question. You know, I mean, that's the same thing as saying that, you know, there's no different than a man being or, you know, stay at home husband, stay at home boyfriend.
Exactly.
And then a woman is out there.
You said there ain't no difference in that?
Ain't no difference.
If he want to stay home, why he can't stay home? Why she can't?
I mean, in a new generation.
Me personally, I'm not saying everybody, but me personally, I couldn't stay home and let my wife go out in the working
world.
You. Right, that's what I'm saying. Me personally, I'm a real man.
I mean, I don't think that classifies.
I don't think that classifies
a real man. I think it all depends on what their situation is.
Right.
Okay. You know, if the man hurt or mentally fucked up or something like that,
still dating him. He mentally.
Hey man, you'd be surprised who would get dates.
So let me chime in on this. I gotta chime in on this. I'm gonna tell you what my perspective is when it comes to society and dating and the whole equal thing. Mm-hmm. I think that prior to the pandemic, it was a different situation. You know, there was a little bit more money out there. Things were a little less expensive. women wasn't talking about, I just want to sit at home and I want somebody to take care of me.
I think they were. They still were.
That's always been that.
I don't know. No. I'm not saying that it wasn't.
It was just as popular. They just got a bigger platform saying it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So it's right. The platform.
Yeah, it's the platform.
They're a little louder with it.
Yeah, they not hiding no more. They just more like the pandemic really showed them that, oh, I can live off this. Okay. You go to work then. You go do this. Now, man, this is crazy, but I'm going to show you how unequal that everything is.
I mean, you can't show me.
Period.
More so,
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you.
You ain't got no pie graph or nothing like that.
Right. Well, actually, I do. Let me pull it.
No.
All right. I love you. Well, I don't love you, but you're my homie, whatever. So I work with this person. Okay. I'm not going to put no names out there.
That's fine.
We kick it, you know what I'm saying, every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So she say, I'm about to leave. I was like, well, dudes, you know, have a good day. She was like, no, I got to wait for the Cash App. I'm like, huh? She was like, oh, if he want to see me, he got to pay my rent. He got to pay my day. I said, but you're here and you deciding to leave. So why should he have to pay? She said, because I'm a busy person. I told him catch me on the weekend, but he want to see me now. So he's going to pay for my day. I said, shit, I have to see you when the wind blow you my way, because I'm not about to cash you out on a day of work that you about to miss just to come spend some time with me for me to buy you food, buy the liquor, and I still might not hit.
What the...
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, Jeff,
remember I said back in one of the other live streams, what is important to men
is man.
It's not important to women. So what's important to women?
Money. And money.
What's important to
all women, but
Now check this out. Now,
I didn't say all women.
Now let's vice versa. Okay. Now, let's say if the man was at work, chick say, I want to see you. Shit, I'm about to leave work right now.
Ain't no money involved.
Ain't no money involved.
As long as it was some tail involved, then that's totally different story.
That's it.
You know, if she talk about dropping it low, then I'm gonna leave work. Like, hey, look, I got an emergency.
I'm punching out.
I agree with you. When it comes down to what a woman, what some women want, is always
a lot of women.
I want him to pay for me to see him. Mm-hmm. I want him to pay for this food. I want him to pay for my nails.
That's what I was trying to say. That was my point. That is not all women. Is you're talking about a very small group of women. That will not want to be a part of a relationship or feel that is a priority to where they would end up.
So even
in a relationship.
Because you couldn't give some money.
Look at it like this. Like
what the example he gave, there's very few women that.
No, that's not.
No, it's not. That's
from
majority.
My circle that I.
Okay,
that's your circle.
So let's just say, and Jeff, disagree with me or not. I would say that there's two type of women that are out there. That, hey, I want the money. And then there's ones that I'm so independent, I don't need you to be here.
That's a fact.
Independence, please.
You say what?
Independence, please.
That's a fact. Because I married an independent woman. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't argue. We argue, but we don't fight and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like arguing in your marriage is okay. As long as it's not going above and beyond.
As long as
to
it
the point,
bitch,
like,
I hate you and yes.
Or like throwing vases at people. I knew a girl that threw stuff at her husband. Like, she threw vases, shoes.
Oh, yeah, she wasn't happy.
She wasn't at all.
That one in the relationship. That wasn't happy.
You feel me?
She wanted to paint that on like it was skipping rocks on the lake.
Now, see, my wife is, I'm independent. I don't need you. Mm-hmm. I want you here. But I don't need you here, which I respect. You know what I'm saying? Okay, cool. If you don't need me here, I understand that. I have a child with you, so I know if anything was to happen, you got my child.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I love a woman like that. But a woman that needs you and needs your money, bro, that's a bad bro. Combination.
Somebody not bad. Happy in their relationship.
Facts.
She's stuck on that. Like, nobody, she said it like five times.
I mean,
like,
but it's true though. There's no way there's two people 100% happy in a relationship.
No,
right.
There's no way.
Yeah, I would agree that most situations is, you know, I think that would be all the ideal. Situations. Like, the idea is that we are both happy.
No, Lori on this optimistic journey. She always, I'm going to tell you, it's not all women.
You know what? I agree with you. You're going to get your feelings hurt so much.
But no, here's my point. And especially if we go back to the money question, it's a question of effort. It's not about, you know, whether. So let's say maybe the woman might be spending more of her money, but, you know,
okay,
maybe
that's her problem.
Right. Don't ask me
why
for money.
Why not lose my dude to ask for his money?
My point here that I want to make is that I think when women are talking about that they want to be equal, the equality is in the effort. It might not necessarily be
Don't give me no effort and not bringing in all the money. No, hell no.
Her effort is like
effort get in a relationship and, or what you're
so,
putting in.
So hold on, I need you to explain this effort. Is it effort like washing them baseboards with a
you ain't got to explain something? You ain't got to explain effort. If it ain't equal money coming in.
I want an explanation with effort.
Yeah, go ahead. Get money that because I don't need it. Go ahead, give this to him.
You've been married for 13 years. I need an explanation on effort.
Effort is so maybe they don't have the financial funds to be able, but effort is okay. I don't have the money, but I still want to take you out. Let's go out to the park. I'm making an effort to spend time with you, you know. So it's not always the money, but it's
spend time with me anyway,
right? Like, right. But my point,
I see what you said.
My point here is that there could be a balance, and I feel like there'll be like couples would be happy if there was more, if the person felt there was more effort being played to show an interest and that they care.
Okay.
Now, watch this. I got you. So you would be okay. Let's just say this. You and Eminem right here, whatever. You know,
damn, he don't even know my name.
Let's say you and him get together. Mm-hmm. Let's say he just say, you know what? I don't want to work no more. But he go give you effort. He go cook for you. He go, the house is going to be clean. He might not be home when you get there, but he come home and he'll bring you some flowers. That's effort. Now, would you be upset with that situation after 6 months?
I mean, for a person to say they just don't want to work anymore.
Oh, no, you said effort, though. You just said effort. He is putting effort into spending time with you while you after you get off work.
Hey, Jeff, there's no equality there.
None.
There's no equality.
None.
The double-edged sword. Like,
she's even making excuses about it.
Yeah, she's like, wait a minute.
She's drawing the line in the sand, and it's basically, it's good for me, but it ain't good for you.
Hey, man.
Is that what you're saying?
No, so my example would be slightly different. So let's change it up a little bit.
No, we don't need to change it up.
No, let's change it a little bit.
It's a simple yes or no.
To say that he currently doesn't have money right now, but he's making the effort to go apply for jobs. You know,
no, he don't want
to
work.
Just because he's making an effort to go apply for jobs does not mean he's receiving callbacks. And if he is, he like, well, shit, this is working. Wrong number.
You know what? Since I'm in this scenario, I don't want to work. I don't want to look for no job. I want to sit at home, watch my anime, cook dinner for you, clean.
And you come
That's
home.
All I want to do. Is that going to be good enough?
No, it's not. But that's
a lack of effort.
How's that a lack of effort?
There is a lack of effort in the sense that your desire to want to do something with yourself. Where's the effort there?
But you coming home to... Hold on, Jeff. You coming home to a clean house. You coming
effort.
Home to a cooked meal.
Effort.
You coming home to your feet being rubbed.
Whoa. Oh, that's way more than effort.
Let me paint the picture. We talking about effort, right?
You going above and beyond. No,
we talking about effort. Let me paint the picture. You know, warm bath. When you come home, house smell like pine saw.
Oh, man.
You know, grass cut, trash taken out.
That ain't effort no more. That's beyond effort.
So my effort The same thing that a woman would do.
He doing husband duties.
So the same thing that a woman would do, my effort in your eyes is not good enough, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
We are mixing categories.
No, we're not mixing categories.
You want your ass to get a job.
Because there is an effort in taking care of the home. There is an effort in you know, working. There is an effort in, you know, there's effort in each one of those categories. So you're mixing them and saying, well, I'm putting effort here, but there's no effort here. If you're saying, I just don't want to work, you're not, there's no effort. We're talking about effort in each one of those.
But it's
categories.
All effort. I just don't want to work.
So,
but it's okay. It's okay for you not to work, but your effort is good that you're doing the same thing, right?
She yep. wanted an allowance too.
Oh yeah, she wanted an allowance too. I even throw allowance in there.
But once again, they flipping their table, because what they bring to the table is, I'm gonna clean your house, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna give you some. I'm gonna sleep with you. So we flip it and say, we go clean your house, we go do this, and I'm gonna sleep with you. Well, I can get D from anywhere.
Exactly.
Well, damn.
And you know what it's gonna turn into? Her cheating.
Well,
her. The guy go cheat first.
She ain't get home all day. Yeah. Boy, shopping in the middle of the day.
He go run into somebody
in a grocery store.
this is what I think, for real.
Okay.
So everybody is totally different. Okay. You cannot go into a relationship, even if it's just fuck buddies. You can't go into a relationship or anything.
What?
Wow.
With any type of expectations, period.
I agree with that.
You can't go into any type of relationship, marriage, fuck buddies, whatever, thinking it's going to be equal. If you do, you go get hurt, you go get mad,
right?
Mm-hmm. And you go, when the fuck buddy, you go think you're in a relationship, but you really ain't.
I agree.
Ain't nothing equal, bro. Nothing.
It's not. And don't get me wrong. Like, just jump back to earlier. Mm-hmm. I do agree with you that in the workplace there should be some equality, especially with pay and opportunities.
It is.
But when it comes to relationships, obviously we see the line being drawn in the sand, because Lori over here doesn't believe that the effort that I'm putting into this relationship is good enough.
Oh no.
You know, making candlelight dinners and all that stuff, like, that ain't good. Running bad, that ain't good.
She wants you to have a job too. Why you do that?
Yeah, I gotta have a job too.
I don't understand how y'all don't get that. I think it's very clear to say we're talking about effort in each one of those things. Well, you're gonna want some romance effort. Like, you wouldn't just want to be the one that's doing all the romantic stuff and she never does anything romantic.
But then somebody's not happy in the relationship.
Because there's the lack of effort. No, you know you
feel. No.
you feel me.
Come on, no.
But you said effort. You didn't say
you didn't you put out to, those categories.
Exactly.
Okay. Effort is effort.
Okay.
Effort is
okay.
effort.
Well, that's what I meant. I meant by making an effort.
You gotta make a plan.
And category.
Okay. Yes.
If I use your car and I run all your gas out and I put $5 and bring it back to you, I put effort into it.
Now, let's go there. So, but that's the only, you only have $5? Was that your last five? I wouldn't have an issue if you used my car all day and I knew your situation and you were struggling and all you was able to put, and that was your last $5. I'll take that. No, so, but that's the point that I'm making.
Okay. But if I turn around and ask you to cash every $20 to put gas in your car
that I'm using,
at least I took effort to take it to the gas station.
But that's not fair. It's not fair to say that. Because what if that's their situation and that was their last $5?
But they're using the car because they're in a situation.
They shouldn't be using
but
your car.
But I was okay.
But if
with
I know
it,
I'm driving your car them, all day, I should have at least filled it up so I can only have to put that $5. So I have enough to put that $5 back in there and you'll
just
take back
get back
full.
To your house?
Yeah.
And they used the car all day because they was looking for a job.
Oh, no.
I ain't looking for a job. No.
I had to go to the grocery store. I had to go take your laundry to the laundromat. I had to take the kids to school.
I'm going to be for real.
If I know you're struggling, I'll throw you some bread to get an Uber. You're not driving that whip. Because my thing is this. If you tear my shit up and you ain't under my insurance, I know you can't help me pay for this.
You ain't got a job. Well,
that's a
you see what I'm saying? So what $5 going to do to a $13,000 car crash? Nothing.
True.
Now you're going to be sitting there looking at him like, man, you better not ask
Lori, it'll you by yourself.
And then this. Somebody's not happy in a relationship.
Right, she's back to that. She's back to that. So,
but he brings a very valid point looking at this person's overall situation.
I think we all bring a valid point, honestly.
But still, one can be understanding if you know the reason why they only put $5 in. Now, if this somebody, you know, they work in and I mean that, then that's not being considered. They're being inconsiderate, you know, with, you know, using your vehicle. If they ain't got it, I mean, if they have it and they still don't put nothing in there, then that's a different situation. But that's the only point that I was making is that, you know,
I feel you.
I feel like the situation, like it could vary and we should be understanding of the possibility.
You know, I like
that's
how you,
out there.
I like
there's possibility.
I like how you keep digging your grave deeper and deeper.
I understand what she's trying to say, but it's just hard to understand the fact that I'm putting so much into something and you want to put effort here. No, fuck that. We either going all in or we not going at all. You can't pick and choose what you want to put effort into. Pick and choose. You want to wake up and say, I brushed my teeth. I gave effort to cook something. No, fuck that. If we not, we'll never be equal. Mm-hmm. If we're not semi on the same page, even in the same book, we can work this out.
Right.
But if you in a fairy tale and I'm in reality busting my balls, going to work every day, overtime, coming home, making sure stuff is nice and whatever, and you say, all right, here, you can have it. Man, you don't get the fuck out of my house.
All right.
That wasn't what I was saying, though.
But I'm just saying.
I mean, that's exactly what you were saying.
It wasn't. I was talking about effort in all of those different things. I'm saying that it's not.
This should be established before you even get in a relationship. Hey. Do you want to work or do you not want to work? If you don't want to work, it ain't going to work for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dang, Shay just put it out there.
That's real talk.
She just put it out there. Well, you know, Lord, we're going to give you some chances to get yourself out of your grave. You'll be in China by the time we get done with this show. All right. So referring to the wage gap, is it essential to close the gap if, as of January 2024, more stats, the WBENC estimates that 13 million women own businesses are in the U.S., which is 42% of all businesses in the country.
What? Really?
We're running back to you again?
Nah, I'm just shocked.
Oh, y'all got crickets, nah. Yeah, can't nobody say nothing. So do you think the wage gap should close based on those numbers?
Do I think it should close?
Yeah, it says referring. Want me to read the question again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Referring to the wage gap, is it essential to close the gap
between men and women?
Yeah.
If women is covering 40 some percent of their own business, I would say that gap is closed.
But that's their own business. That's not talking about the workforce. There's still a wage gap in the workforce, but
I mean,
if they account for almost half of their own business, then that means that they're becoming more entrepreneurial.
Exactly. So that means they say, fuck what y'all talking about. If y'all not give me equal, I'm about to go make more than all y'all. So, I think the gap is closed. And
is it closed?
I'm gonna say it's closing.
Based on this, I would disagree with you.
From where I work at, we all make the same.
That's where you work at. I'm talking about society.
Society.
We can't just worry about where you work at. We talking about society.
But like you said, it's like 42% women own their own business.
Own their own business, right?
Right.
So should we be bothered with the wage gap? Because the number is only going to increase as the years go on. So in a minute, it's going to be more than half.
Yeah, because guys die off.
I think it's going to be impossible.
So if you give it about 10 years,
oh my goodness,
it's gonna be an all woman society.
It's gonna be, it's gonna be, it's
oh my goodness. But I
no,
watch.
What do you think it's impossible to close that gap? It'll be just unlikely that gap will be closed. Now, and depending on which group we're talking about, so it depends on, you know, if you're talking about six figures, you know, I think there's more, I think it's closing, you know, in certain groups. However, if you get way up there to like the wealthy, that's mostly men. And it's like that gap.
I mean, there's wealthy women up there.
I was about to say, it's a lot of women.
No, that's where the gap is, because it's mostly men. But you're talking about billionaires, wealthy is ahead, a lot of men.
Lori, I ain't gonna lie, but I'm about to get your ass today.
I ain't gonna
lie to you, I'm about to get your ass today.
It speaks to your stats.
So, listen.
I knew it. Go ahead, bro.
So, are you saying that the wage disparity is more in the wealthy than it is in middle and lower class?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I think it's more blended now, like when it comes to middle class.
I disagree, because this one stat I already said in 2022, which was only 2 years ago, the median male salary is $52,000, while the median female salary is $39,000. So that's only 2 years ago. How close do you think it really is?
If we're including some of those really big numbers, then that would cause that number
But you got to realize them guys are you talking about, the men you talking about are like 70, 80, 90 years old. Mm-hmm. So which means them guys was working in the 50s and the 40s when the women was at home taking care of home.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So when the women
gap started.
That's where the gap come from.
Okay.
But now, when we're talking about now, a 40-year-old woman is making great money right now. Mm-hmm. And you can see, and I can see a stat saying something like, oh, 40-something year old woman is making more than a 40-year-old man in about 5 years. Because if you look at it, I hate to say it, but
go ahead.
Men is soft as pudding now, bro. Men is soft right now, bro. The younger generation of males, they want to get money fast. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why the streets was calling me. Went to the streets. So now you got this computer thing. So now all the young heads is into the computer thing.
Right.
Cool. And the females are into the books.
Right.
They going to school. They getting their own business. And before you know it, you 30 years old, got your own business making mad bread, which I'm not complaining about. But that's where the gap is closing at.
But see how that works with what I'm saying, works with the stats, and with what you're saying is the women that are getting up there, like your, you know, Beyonce, they're not a part of a Fortune 500 company. I'm pretty sure if we was to go to like the multiple Fortune 500 companies and you go way up there at the top, the owner, like the VPs, are men. And that is where the big gap is.
But it's
of them.
A lot of women in there too, though.
I'm saying a lot of women
behind
percentage.
Them. Yeah, it's a lot of women.
A lot of women behind the men, though.
Way up
there. We're talking about behind the man.
Well, give an example.
There's multiple men that
own and running a company.
You are absolutely right. But I can guarantee you.
Yeah, but their name is on the check.
Help.
But it's a woman sitting right by his side.
Facts.
Telling him this, that, and the other. I work for one.
They helping.
But
I guarantee
that's
you
a different point that you're making. I'm talking about the person who's actually name is on the check. We're talking about the money that's given to him.
Name on the check. I mean, if you
the
help,
money
you
is
help.
Given to him. No, however, that's a completely different point. And that's been like that for years. Like the women has always been, you know, a part of that piece. Like that has always been that way.
That's why I love women. You would never know what a woman doing until she show you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You would think that man is the man. You would think he doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he lose her, you'd be like, bro, what happened? That was all her.
So
always.
So I can see there's more, you know, definitely a disparity. Lori is just she's just against everything that we say.
Man, she's fighting against us today.
Fighting. Boy, I need some comments to come in, bro. I need to hear what the people got to say about this. I need some comments in a comment chat. Do y'all agree with Lori or the rest of the team? Because
it's all gonna pop up with Stone Cold. Hell no.
I guess
some more stats for y'all. I told you, like, this was long.
Stats with some BS. For
why
real.
Do you? I don't understand why you hate my stats.
Because the stats, it's not made for, you know, the right folks.
We're not gonna continue to argue about this.
Right. The stats is not made for the right folks.
Because my stats are facts.
They're you get them from DDDs and GGJs. Man, have you ever heard anybody that he didn't name today? Nobody. Where anyway. You get that from? DTC. What is DTC?
Man,
so don't.
Wow.
All right. So check this. According to a divorce lawyer
from
man.com. I was just about to say something about this. Here we go.
Fathers are granted custody only 18.3% of the time. Mm-hmm. In 2016, a census reported indicated that only 17.5% of fathers win custody. On average, a female parent is granted around 65% of custody time, whereas a male parent receives around 35%. Before you go in.
Oh, I was about to say something.
According to a 2020 article, the family court system has several flaws that affect Black fathers. Mothers are presumed to be the primary caregiver. Many lawyers are biased against Black fathers. There is a lack of information about Black fathers successful co-parenting mm-hmm. their children.
Preach.
Some judges and police officers have biases that can be deadly. Now, okay, need y'all to marinate on that for a second. Mm-hmm. Here's a question. Should there be equality in divorce? Since women make up 70% of divorces filed, and should they be entitled to half of their spouse's income, house, car, and child support? Oh, I hear them crickets. Go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff. No, matter of fact, Jeff, don't say nothing. I'm gonna drop this on Shay. Because she said she was going to say something. So I'm going to drop this on you. You want me to read the question again for you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Should there be equality in divorce since women make up 70% of divorces filed?
Damn.
Should they be entitled to half of their spouse income, house, car, and child support?
Don't they do that already?
They do. But should they be entitled to it?
I feel like no.
It's a two-part question.
I feel like no, they should not be entitled to it. Because only reason why I say that is because most of the time females do file.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
most of the time, majority.
Yeah, majority.
Well, majority. We're talking
about 70%.
Right. Majority of the time the female do file. But my thing is, are you looking at his bank account and that's why you want to file and you feel like you're entitled to half of what he already made? Because what is she doing? Or what is he doing? It could go both ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I say no. I should not be entitled to his house, his cars, and half of the child support. Most men that I know that take care of their children,
mm-hmm.
they don't ask for no child support. They do it on their own.
Right.
Mm.
And never have to see the mother.
You're absolutely right.
For what? You ain't going to do nothing but give me a headache.
Facts.
Lori look like she got something to say.
Well, it just comes down to the money. So we see both of these situations play out, you know, that there are women out there who got to pay their husbands. Didn't Mary J. Blige go through that?
It's not a lot of them.
And she made more money.
But that's higher up, though.
You know, but it really just comes down to, I think the courts. But
you can't look at it. I feel like you can't look at a celebrity. We're going to say Mary J. Blige since mm-hmm. you brought her up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can't look at her because her husband knew what he signed up for. Mm-hmm. She knew what she signed up for when she married him as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we already knew she was a breadwinner. What was you doing to even try to match her pay?
He couldn't.
Now we talk about regular people.
Well, my point was just particularly just saying to that stat that I think the reason that that is because of, you know, the financial situation.
Since you mentioned Mary J, who filed a divorce?
He did, didn't he?
I thought he did.
He filed a divorce? Mm-hmm.
I thought she did.
I don't know. Because
you brought her up.
I mean, I don't know. But I thought she did because all the abuse and shit she was taking.
Oh,
but
see,
I don't know.
That's a whole other thing. See, why you bringing up
Mary J? You don't know the backstory of why she filed and what was going on behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So. Well, I only brought her up to say that it does happen for women. Like it happens to women too, where they end up. Like that was the only point.
I'm not doubting that, but. I just want to know who filed.
I don't know. Hey, technician, can you look that up for us, brother?
And get it back to us?
Yeah, please.
Like it comes down to the numbers. I think the courts would favor, you know, in a woman if I think the courts would end up giving man, you know, like he would end up getting the more money if the woman was actually making the more money. Like it's just because most situations it doesn't end up like that.
I feel like most judges will rule more so in the female favor.
They will.
Well, I'm just
because
saying.
I feel like females don't want to go out there and get what they need to get to get on their feet.
Now, here's my thing.
Definitely.
They want some quick money.
If you file for divorce, I don't think you should be tied to anything.
I'm not going to say that. I disagree with that.
Go ahead,
technician.
Why?
She did.
Let's just put it on record that Mary J is paying alimony to her former husband, and she the one that filed. Mm. She's the one that filed.
$30,000
a month.
That's a lot.
Now, man, you feel me? This is what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say yes and no. The reason why I'm gonna say yes and no is because if y'all both built that, then yes, I think
we ain't building. Okay, go ahead. Let the man finish.
Listen to me. If y'all get married and y'all both come from nothing and y'all both build that up, build whatever up, she working, you working, y'all both putting money together and y'all come up, then yes, I think she should get half because you didn't do it by yourself.
So you agree she's going to take the house and send you back to your mama's house?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying y'all sell the house and y'all go y'all separate.
But that's not gonna happen.
That's not,
y'all
not gonna sell happen. The house.
Okay, okay. I'm put you this way.
And the cars.
If whoever was to get a divorce,
right?
And you know, I won't have. If she that woman that go get hers and I know she about her shit,
right?
And I got kids with her. Let's say my kid's young.
Right.
Fuck it. I'll give her the house. She got a house. I go live in an apartment because my son can come live with me, but I always want him to have lay his head somewhere safe.
Okay.
With me, I know he's going to be safe.
Okay.
And that house that we built or we bought together, he's familiar with it.
Okay.
So why would I want to take him out of somewhere familiar? I don't know what she gonna be doing. You see what I'm saying?
Say she want the kid. What if she don't see the kid with you?
Oh, if she don't want the kid, she gotta get the fuck out.
Oh.
Point blank. I'm not giving her half. If she don't want the kid, it's so many scenarios because if we got kids, I want my kids comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can go sleep on my couch. I don't care. I start from scratch. I don't care. It is what it is.
Okay. He's willing to start from scratch.
If I'm not happy, I gotta get the fuck on.
What female willing to start from scratch?
Nah.
I don't know. It's them independent ones. Them independent ones.
No.
That's 5%.
They'll get savage.
But
and take you for everything.
No.
No, wait a minute.
I said independent women. All I said was that they can be savage.
I'm gonna tell you, them independent women would say, fuck it, I start from scratch. You keep whatever. Okay.
I think that depends on the scenario because if you cheated, I don't think they're going to just be like,
if you cheated, that's a different story.
If it's irreconcilable differences.
I don't like that word. That's some bullshit.
I mean, it's a term.
It is, but it's a court term.
Right.
Mm. You see what I'm saying? It's a court term.
Okay.
If you, why are we getting divorced? Because I don't feel that he treat me right.
That's stupid.
Why the fuck we can't sit down and talk?
Exactly.
Why we can't go to counseling?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's my whole thing.
I mean, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
If we'll get a divorce,
all I'm saying is,
let's say I fell out of love. I just don't love her no more. I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. I can't be here because I'm not in love with you no more. I can't give you what I was giving you because I'm not in love with you. And if I want my son or my daughter to see me treating you like I was. So in order to do that, we gotta split up.
Man, I ain't care. I don't care about all that.
I mean, you gotta run with your kids, bro.
I mean, I want the best possible situation for my kid.
Right.
I mean,
and that's to get the fuck out.
I'm sorry, kid.
I'm just saying that for your kids to see the same parents they've been seeing and not all that bickering and yelling and fighting,
right?
You gotta leave. Sit down, sit your kids down. Look, me and mommy not gonna live in the same house, but we still love y'all, blase split, whatever. And bust up, bro. Because eventually, you're gonna get to hating each other. And then the next thing you know, this motherfucker. Every time she come in, damn, I hate this mother.
But again, like I said.
And that trickle down to your kids.
Hell yeah. That's that general curse shit, bro.
I get it. Generational trauma. I get all that. I get all of that. We can definitely sell the house. You ain't keeping your carvings in my name.
I agree with you.
If it's in my name, you ain't keeping the car.
I agree with you.
I don't care what the judge say.
I agree with
you. That boy gonna catch on fire somewhere.
Wow. Fire stole.
Short job.
For real.
Oh man. My.
All right, so I got one more for y'all. Y'all ready? Y'all also engaged and stuff like that. Y'all good. Y'all see that?
<That's> funny, <bro.
laughs> Okay, in regard to the stats above, mothers are considered the better fit than the father, regardless of the bullshit situation. What are your thoughts on
my God,
on the equality of fairness when it comes to fathers, mothers, in the course?
It ain't one, not one. It ain't. I got a story.
I'm gonna put my paper down. Story time.
Should have been burnt that shit. It come from I think it was on Instagram.
Okay.
Now, this little boy was going to school, bro. This dude failed 3 classes out of his 4-year senior, his 4-year high school.
Mm-hmm.
Missed 200 and some days of school.
Okay.
His mother's blaming the school.
Right.
Why?
Because it's the mother. His father's not in the picture.
Mm.
The mother is saying the school failed him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're the parent.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Now, if it was a man, it would be a story like, well, the police went to the father's house and saw the little boy hemmed up on some type of painting, got his something wrote on his chest, I will go to school. That's what you would see.
Yeah.
He would hem him up, kick his ass, and make him go to school.
It wouldn't even make the news.
After he missed the third day, not 200 and some days.
Exactly. But see, that's a father showing his son how to go get it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The female's not willing to go get it.
Don't get me wrong.
Some females.
Right. I was about to say, don't get me wrong. some
hey,
females.
I'm a female to go get it, okay?
Some females know how to handle young men, but it's a lot of females that still want to have, that's my baby. Mm-hmm. This young man is 15 years old. That's not a baby.
No.
Stop calling him a baby, because once he get into those streets, them streets go chew him up, spit him out, and slap him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be nowhere around.
Right. So he's trying to live your life.
Exactly. So he's going to be fucked up.
And remember from the Black Father Inclusivity series,
mm-hmm,
when we were talking about those stats, it was a high rate. Why are you laughing, Shay?
Mm-hmm. You need stats.
He loves stats, bro. Bro, he loves stats.
I'm surprised he pull out a pie chart like,
man, he almost did.
That shit real?
Yeah.
Bro. But when we were talking about the Black Father Inclusivity series, it was a large number of young men that dropped out. Mm-hmm. You know, not even young men. It was just an obscure number. Yeah, kids. But it was
in a mother household.
Yeah. Single mother household. Yeah. You know, we talk about the high crime rate coming from those households. We're talking about the high number of those that drop out of school, rape other people, and all that, just a whole bunch of stuff because there is a lack of direction. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody can use all the celebrities they want to and say, well, they came from a single mother household too, but I bet you there's a father figure there.
It might have
been a coach.
It might not even been a father figure. It's just some motherfuckers got that drive to make it, period. Mm-hmm. Some of them got that drive. Some of them don't have it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's easy to say, oh, I came back from a single mother household. I'm a star now. I'm making millions of dollars. What about that other guy that had two parents and he's broke than a motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it really varies for that person that wanna go get it.
But I seen my mom go get it. You know what I'm saying?
She said, effort.
Go ahead, Shay.
But no, I came from a single parent household.
Facts.
And I seen my mother and I seen my grandmother. They both went out there and go get it. Mm-hmm. So that will make me want to go out there and go get it.
And shout out to fam. In regards to that, was your father there?
Yes, he was there.
That's a different story.
But I wasn't raised in the same household.
It doesn't matter. Was he there?
He was there.
Did he have conversations with you?
Yeah.
That's a different story. It wasn't a true, it was a single mother household, but you still had your father there. Providing some kind of guidance. Mm-hmm. Now,
it ain't even had to be guidance. He was just there.
He was just there. Yeah. He was just there. If something went wrong and he was informed of it, he probably showed up.
Yeah.
So you had, even though you came from a single parent household, you had both of your parents.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You had both of your parents. Now, in my situation, for my
this nigga.
Right.
Okay, well, I won't talk about my situation.
My bad, go ahead, bro.
No, because y'all motherfuckers over here talking about here he go. Like, okay, I guess I told the story so much, nobody want to hear it now.
No, that's not.
You know what? We can move on.
No, go ahead and share your story.
No, I ain't sharing no story.
The difference between me and you, I had both my parents in my house. So
yeah.
I grew up with both my parents. My father didn't pass. I was... Shit, how old was I?
I don't know. I remember.
It was about 14 years ago. Yeah, about 14 years ago. So,
I mean, don't get me wrong. Unc had an impact on me too when I was over there.
Right, that's my dude. Yeah, yeah. He told you what it was. No bullshit.
Yeah.
So that's what I grew up in. So that's what I know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I also know my uncle's side. You know what I'm saying? I know a bunch of my uncles that's not in their household with their kids, or wasn't or hadn't been. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do am I better than my cousins now? That's not what I'm saying. I seen it all.
Yeah.
So I didn't see the good, the bad, the ugly. Which one would I prefer? I would definitely prefer to have my kid in a two-parent household.
Yeah.
Because you get that nurture from the mother, mm-hmm. and you get the hardness from the father.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the kid goes to the mother house, he's still getting that nurture. But he's not 15 tomorrow, that's my baby, he gonna be okay. Bring his ass over here. He'll be all right for real.
Well, you know what? That brings me to a story I had seen on Instagram where the man was bringing the son home because the little boy was upset because every time he went over there, he had to do chores. You know, there were some conversations, there were some rearing and stuff like that. And I'm not saying rearing as in like spankings or anything like that, but you know, it was just trying to guide him. Mm-hmm. And he'd start crying and want to go home to his mom. So his mom decided to film the interaction. And clearly she was in the wrong because you want to baby and coddle this little boy to where he can't be a productive person in society. So let's just say he's going to grow up to be weak. And then when society hit him, just like Jeff said, it's going to be ugly.
Ugly.
It's going to be ugly. And he's not going to be able to survive because he
don't know how.
He doesn't know how.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you don't have that guidance.
If you don't groom a child to make it in this world, mm-hmm. they're always going to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting never going to want to leave.
Yeah.
Now, I can understand falling on hard times.
Right.
But there's a difference between falling on hard times and just not want to deal with reality and say, you know what? I can just stay at my mom's house, play video games, and she's not going to say nothing.
Yeah.
And then you end up 35, 40 in your mama's house.
Yeah.
Still mm-hmm. trying to figure it out.
Yep.
Not a good situation.
And got like 5 kids.
Whoa.
Gotta throw that out there.
Man, you got to get the hell out of that. Look, my son, 20 years old. Yeah, he's 20 years old. And I talk to him all the time. Yo, you'll be 30 before you know it. You got to get your shit together. You got to do this, this, and the third.
Right.
Okay. You'll be 30. And I was telling you this at 18, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. How old are you? I'm about to be 20. Oh, I'm 20. See how fast some 2 years went by?
Quick.
I said, so now you better step it up even harder and go yeah. even harder, because if you don't, you go look up and be like, damn, I'm 30.
Yeah.
And you're going to be sitting outside my door. Yeah.
Okay. I love all y'all input. You know what I'm saying? It's such great energy. So we're about to go ahead and move to this last part. I just want y'all final input. You know something? Before we go ahead mm-hmm. and we cruise up out of here. You know, so, you know, Lori, since you have been outside of this conversation, you know, we're just going to go ahead to you. So based on everything that we had talked about, mm-hmm. you know, what is... No, your last input on this topic.
I mean, when we're talking about equality, I think it just varies and it differs depending on household, your upbringing. Like, there's so much that really plays a part in what you're able to bring to the table. And I think we should just, you know, be open-minded to the different type of lifestyles and where people are coming from, whether we're talking relationships, whether we're talking work, you know, And for that reason, that's the reason why even in the workplace, they have to have a balanced pay and stuff, because you don't really know the different situations, you know, that the person is coming from. So for that reason, you know, they pay them the same. But I do think if we go into relationships, if you know, no matter your situation, if you consider the fact that, you know, what you've experienced could very well be different from your manager's experience, your spouse experience, you know, then you understand that, you know, it just might not be equal, be just based off of life.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. Shay?
I feel like I picked up a lot from Lori here.
The shade.
Good job,
shade.
Lori. Coach Lori here.
The shade.
No, but yeah, so I feel like in a relationship wise, it would never be equality. When in a workforce, yeah, all day. But as far as a relationship, you'll never get it.
Mm. Mm. That's how you got to say. That's how you got to say.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
No, you good.
Sure and sweet.
Okay. Sure and sweet.
Sure and sweet. All right, Jeff No Chaser. Go ahead, bring it.
If you get high, get drunk, everybody wow. be equal. Boom! Nah, but I'm for real. Like she said, it would never be equal, period. Reason being, because a woman will always want to be a number two and not want to be that number one, because that number one got to do so much. Mm. Side chick. So.
What?
Remember what I said last time?
Side chick. You know what I'm saying? it'd never be equal, because there's always another woman that would just pay me for this and boom, hey, get on. But nah, but for real. It'd never be equal.
Say your favorite line.
Nope. It'd never be
equal. No, say your favorite line. Go ahead.
Nope. It'd never be equal.
Say your favorite line.
I don't know what my favorite line is, bro.
You know what it is.
Nope. Go ahead, I'm being for real this time.
You don't know what your favorite line is?
Nope. I forgot.
You don't know.
Look, people.
I'll leave it there. You don't know his favorite line. I ain't gonna say nothing.
We'd never have equality, because for the simple fact, we can't get along with each other. When we get equality is when we accept each other as what we are and not put expectations on him or her because I want them to have it. So with that being said, it'll never be equality in this world until we get all on the same fucking page.
Okay. Boom. Okay. So you're not gonna say you love your wife?
Oh my. No, man. Damn. No.
Jeff would say something reckless, black man. I love my wife. I'd be like, we get it.
Nope, not saying.
We get it. Nope. All right, man.
Here we go. Let's get it. I love you, baby.
When we talk about equality, and I want to talk about the fathers first. When we talk about equality, we definitely need equality for the fathers, especially the Black fathers in the system, and all fathers in general as well, but especially for the Black fathers, because we're looked at as, you know, angry. We are looked at as fierce. No matter what we say, no matter what we do, we stand in front of that courtroom, we stand in front of that judge with that Black robe on. You know, they already got a chip on their shoulders because they got that Black robe on. I ain't saying all of them, but there are some of them that has that chip. So when they look at us, they look at us and believe that we would not be great fathers. Mm-hmm. But they're willing to use the woman as a siphon for the state to get money from the Black man. Mm. And they use that, and they use that measure to keep the poverty going. They use that measure to keep certain people in that middle class, that poverty line, that lower class, whatever you want to classify it. That's what is being used as. That's just my opinion, because I went through the system. You know, I took custody of my son and still had to pay child support. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
You know, and there's other men out there that's doing it. They have their kids full time, but they're paying child support to a system that doesn't recognize them as an equal value to the co-parenting situation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because we could all say it taking a man and a woman to make a child, but when they go into the court system, it's almost like that woman had that child by herself. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's that. When we talk about relationships, there's not going to be equality in relationships. And the reason why it's not going to be equality in relationships, because it's not that we can't get along. It's not that we don't see each other's opinion and value, but we're taking idle advice from people that's not even in our households. We're taking idle advice from people that's not even in our lives. So we're looking at celebrities and how they're living their lives and think that we can emulate what they have, but we can't, because we don't even have the financial backing. Exactly. Okay. You got married women hanging out with single women, you know, hearing their stories, listening to their lives, and they going back home thinking like, dang, I wish I was living like them. They're hanging out every weekend. And they get into their mind that they want to have that same lifestyle. Then they get that same lifestyle. Then they don't want it no more. So they're looking for the next man to deal with the last man did.
Weak-minded woman. Go ahead, bro. Get it.
So then when we do look at relationships and women filing for divorce and everything, what are they filing for divorce for? Are they filing for divorce because they're trying to get away from an abusive relationship? Or are they filing for a divorce because they just don't love this man anymore? They can't reconcile their differences, because now it's like, oh, well, you know what? Yeah, let me see that bank account. Oh, I can go ahead and leave and get paid to do nothing. So no, I don't have to live on the state. I don't have to live on welfare. I don't have to live on WIC. I don't have to be on Section 8. You want to know why? Because this man going to pay me $1,500 in alimony every month, and then I can go out here and shake my ass. I don't even want to be with my kids. Huh? You can go ahead and have the kids, pay my alimony. We good to go.
Yeah.
Or if they take the kids, then they get alimony and a child support check. Put the man into a particular situation where now he has less income, so he can't do what he need to do. Even if he go get a second job, they take that check too. So now you ain't let the state back into your situation, and now you have all these divorces that's being filed because they already know what they're going to take. I'm taking the house. I'm taking the cars. Putting you in a bad situation. You remember I told you about that guy that bought a $250 house for his wife, and she went on cheating with him on him with a lawyer, and then went ahead and skated out. And now where he at? His brother couch. Trying to figure it out.
Damn.
Starting from scratch. Now ask him, can that man see his kids?
Probably not.
And how the kids looking at him?
Bum.
Exactly. And that further deteriorates the Black man's image. You can't keep a relationship. You can't keep a marriage going. If you're not a provider, what are you worth outside of being a provider? And that's not just for the Black man. That's just for men in general. You're not the provider. If you're not the provider, you're not bringing any value to a relationship with a woman. Mm-hmm. If you're not that provider, if you ain't taking care of them, whether they're working or not working, if you're not providing that value for what they need and want, it's non-existent. Yeah. They will leave you. Yeah. And even if you do everything right, that doesn't mean that they won't cheat on you. That doesn't mean that the man won't cheat on you. But that's what comes down to that communication and giving them some kind of equitable responsibilities in a relationship. Because if she want to pay a water bill, go ahead, pay the water bill. You want to buy the groceries? Go ahead, buy the groceries. Mm-hmm. That can be your responsibility. So you could feel some level of independence in a relationship or something equal to that in a relationship.
Wait, what? That's all they buying? That shit? Hold on.
I'm just saying. Oh. I'm just saying.
Wait, hold on. You lost me.
Now, so far as the wage gap, when we're looking at the wage gap, should it definitely be closed? Yes. Now, is that wage gap creating more entrepreneurship women? Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm not getting paid fairly in the workforce, so what am I going to do? I'm going to start my own business, get my own employees, because it's better to be the employer than the employee. I get to call the shots. They need to go ahead and get it. So do I feel like the wage gap should be closed? Sure. But does that mean the entrepreneurship businesses are going to falter? I think they'll become stagnant for a minute, but then they'll start to increase. So is it a good thing or a bad thing? I guess it all depends on the industry that you're looking for, because if you're in construction and you're making the same amount that I make, but you over there holding the sign, talk about some stop and go, then, you know,
we got a problem.
We got a problem. Or just like Jeff said, you know, I'm over here lifting 50, 75 pounds. You can't lift 50, 75 pounds. You know, to be quite honest, maybe you need to go get a desk job.
Facts.
Maybe you need to learn how to type. And I'm not trying to be sexist or anything like that, but let's just look at the reality of it. If you want equal pay, you got to do equal work. Right. If you can't do equal work, then maybe you need to find something different to do.
Yeah.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? That's where I'm at. Okay. So this is Live with M&G and Jeff No Chaser. I want to thank my guest, Shay, Young Shay, for coming in the building.
Always,
you know,
always.
Her soft voice and everything. She with the crew. You know what I'm saying? Pound gang. She with the crew.
Don't let that voice fool y'all.
Boy, I tell you. Then we got Lori over here. You know, she was an outsider today. Oh. Kind of like the last guest that was on here, but that's all right, though. Ooh. You know, she still has some valid points. So thank y'all for coming on to the show. Really appreciate y'all. Hey, make sure y'all go ahead, subscribe, like, share our content. We're going to come back with more fire conversations. And hey, see you on the next recording. Peace.